Hello.
Hello, my name is Fernando and I'm conducting a survey for researchers at the Harvard Kennedy School. I would like to get your opinions on some issues of the day. We would like to hear from you about your experiences with and perceptions of the Boston Police Department. This survey will take a few minutes to complete and ask about some sensitive topics. In appreciation for sharing your time and opinion, you will receive a $10 gift card if you complete the survey. You will also have the opportunity to sign up to participate in a more in-depth follow-up interview for $50. We're going to start with some demographic questions. As a reminder, your answer to questions are anonymous. First of all, do you currently live in Boston?
I do.
And what is the zip code of your primary residence?
02125.
Thank you. And what would you say is your gender, male, female, or something else?
Female.
And just to make sure we speak to all ages, how old are you?
41.
Thank you. And what would you say is your ethnic or racial background? White, Caucasian? Okay, thank you. And what is the highest level of education you have completed?
Graduate school.
Okay. And the next set of questions are about your health and well-being over the past month. In general, would you say your physical health is poor, or good, excellent?
Good.
And in general, would you say your mental health is poor, fair, good, or excellent?
Good.
And now we're interested in learning about the quality of your sleep over the past month. How often did you have trouble falling asleep? Never, about once per week, few times a week, or every day?
Once a week.
And how often did you wake up during sleep and have difficulty falling back asleep? Never, about once per week, a few times a week, or every day?
Maybe once a week.
And how often did you wake up feeling exhausted or fatigued? Never, about once per week, few times a week, or every day?
A couple of times a week.
And the next set of questions are about how you have been feeling as of late. During the past 2 weeks, how often have you been bothered by the following? Feeling down, depressed, or hopeless? Not at all, some days, more than half the day, or nearly every day?
Not at all.
Not being able to control worrying?
Not at all.
Feeling nervous, anxious, or on edge?
Not at all.
Having little interest or pleasure in doing things?
Not at all.
Okay, now I would like to ask you a few questions about whether you have been told by a healthcare professional that you have conditions that are common in our society. Have you ever been told by a healthcare professional that you have any of the following? An emotional or mental health issue like depression, anxiety, post-traumatic stress disorder, or the like? Yes or no?
No.
Diabetes? Yes or no?
No. No.
Heart attack, angina, or coronary heart disease?
No.
High blood pressure?
No.
Overweight or obesity?
No.
A substance use disorder?
No.
Okay, here are questions about what you think of your community and the relationship that people in your community have to each other. For the following scenario, please indicate how likely you think it is that your neighbors will act. If serious issues develop in your neighborhood, like a rise in petty crime, the loss of vital city services, or a neighbor who has fallen on hard times, how likely it is that your neighbors will come together to do something about it? Would you say very likely, somewhat likely, somewhat unlikely, or very unlikely?
Very unlikely.
Very unlikely, okay. And have there been social get-togethers like block parties or other gatherings in your neighborhood during the past 6 months, yes or no?
No, no.
And in the past year, have you considered moving away from this community? Would you say yes or no?
Yes.
And which of the following reasons is the biggest factor in your thinking about moving away? Police harassment, crime, drugs, unreliable public transportation, lack of good paying jobs, unaffordable housing, or politics?
Can you give me the options again?
No problem. Police harassment, crime or drugs, unreliable public transportation, lack of good paying jobs, on affordable housing or politics?
I would say crime and drugs.
And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 35% now. Thank you so much for your time. I would like to ask you about the extent to which you agree or disagree with the following statements about how much people of your racial group can trust law enforcement. The first one, law enforcement officers do not take the complaint of people of my racial group seriously. Strongly agree with that. Someone agree, someone disagree, or strongly disagree. With that
strongly statement. Agree.
The next one, people of my racial group should be suspicious of the criminal justice system. Agree or disagree?
Completely agree.
Okay. People of my racial group can trust law enforcement officers.
Disagree.
Only or just somewhat disagree?
Disagree.
Law enforcement officers have the best interest of people of my racial group in mind.
Somewhat disagree.
Somewhat disagree. The next one, people of my racial group are treated the same by law enforcement officers as people of other groups.
Disagree.
Strongly
disagree.
Or somewhat? Okay. Somewhat. The last four, during encounters with law enforcement, people of my racial group can count on officers to de-escalate before someone gets hurt.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat disagree?
Yes, somewhat.
Strongly disagree. Oh, somewhat, sorry. Law enforcement, yes. Law enforcement officers treat people of my racial group like animals.
Like what?
Animals. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly disagree or somewhat?
No, just somewhat.
Just somewhat, okay. Where my racial group is concerned, law enforcement officers are more likely to act aggressively first and ask questions later, if at all. Agree or disagree?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
The last one, in most courts, people of different racial groups receive the same kind of treatment from the judge.
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Yes, strongly.
Strongly disagree, okay? And now you can answer this question yes or no. In the past year, have the police or law enforcement ever stopped and searched any of your friends or family members for no reason?
No.
Been physically abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Been verbally abusive to any of your friends or family members?
No.
Okay, and now the next set of questions are about whether you or anyone else in your neighborhood has felt unfairly treated by police. Have you ever felt that the police treated you unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of your race? Yes or no?
No.
And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police treated them unfairly in your own neighborhood, specifically because of their race? What do you think?
Yes
or no? Yes, okay.
Yes.
And have you ever felt that the police stopped or followed you just because of your racial background?
No.
And has anyone else in your neighborhood ever felt that the police stopped or followed them just because of their racial background?
No.
And we are now interested in the extent and nature of your contact with police or law enforcement. Have you ever had any contact with police or law enforcement? Yes or no?
Yes.
And have you had any contact with police or law enforcement in the past year?
Yes.
Have you ever been arrested? Yes or no?
No.
And have any of your friends or family members ever been arrested?
No.
Okay, now we're almost done. We're 50% out. Again, thank you so much for your time and your patience. These questions are for respondents who have had contact with the police or law enforcement. You can answer this question yes or no. Have the police or law enforcement ever treat you unfairly because of how you dress? Yes or no?
No.
Been physically abusive to you?
No.
Arrest you for something you didn't do?
No.
Assume you are a thief?
No.
Been verbally abusive to you?
No.
Accuse you of having or selling drugs?
No.
Pull you over for no reason while you were driving?
No.
stop and search you for no reason?
No.
And followed you for no reason while you were walking or driving?
No.
And now thinking about your most memorable encounter with police, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements, even if neither is exactly right, okay? First one, I try not to talk about the time I was stopped. Strongly agree, someone agrees, someone disagree, or strongly disagree with that?
Strongly
or neither.
No, I've never been stopped.
Okay. And the next one, yeah, I need to read everything verbatim, but...
Okay.
The next one is, I think about having been stopped even when I do not mean to. Agree or disagree with that?
Disagree.
Strongly or somewhat, sorry?
Strongly.
I try not to remember and think about this incident.
Strongly disagree.
Other events in my life caused me to think about this experience with the police.
Strongly disagree.
My feelings about this incident are kind of numb.
Strongly disagree.
Remembering this experience brings back feelings about having been stopped.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one, reminders of the time I was stopped caused me to have physical reactions such as sweating, troubled breathing, nausea, or a pounding heart.
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. And now we're almost done with the survey. We're at 75% now. Please tell me the extent to which you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about things that have happened since you encountered with police. The first one, people have avoided me. Agree or disagree with that?
Agree.
Strongly or somewhat?
Strongly.
I feel that I'm being held to unfair standards relative to others.
Strongly agree.
People have been less willing to help me in my everyday life.
Strongly disagree.
My friends have treated me with more respect.
Strongly agree.
I feel like I can't make any mistakes.
Strongly, I'm neutral.
Again, no problem. And the last one, I will be less likely to apply for a job if I knew that the employer would ask about my past experiences with the police.
Strongly agree or disagree.
Okay. Thank you. And now please tell me whether you agree or disagree with each of the following statements about how police have impacted you or others you know. I feel uncomfortable engaging in public displays of my culture or identity in areas with a noticeable law enforcement presence. Strongly agree, somewhat.
Yes? Strongly disagree.
Okay. The next one, I am less likely to call the police when in need.
Strongly agree.
Having contact with law enforcement inspires young people to achieve in school.
Neutral.
Okay. And the last three, law enforcement actions in my neighborhood have positively affected my desire to host or attend social gatherings there.
Strongly agree.
Law enforcement has made my community feel safer.
Strongly disagree.
And the last one, the behavior of young people in my neighborhood has improved because of law enforcement actions.
Strongly disagree.
And thank you, we're almost done. These last questions are just for statistical purposes. What is your current employment status? Without a job and
employed.
Looking for work? Okay, employed.
Employed.
And what is your current marital status? Single, never married, divorced, married, separate, or widow?
Married.
And how many children do you have?
Two.
And how many adults, 18 and over, including yourself, live in your household?
Two.
And what is your household total income from all sources? I will read you categories. Just stop me when I get the right one, okay? It's
okay.
Under $20,000, between $20,000 and $50,000, between $50,000 and $80,000, between $80,000 and $120,000, between $120,000 and $175,000, $175,000.
Between 120 and 175.
Thank you. And how long have you lived in Boston? 0 to 3 years, 4 to 7, 8 to 15, over 15 years, or all your life?
All my life.
And what best describes your current living situation? Homeowner, renter, or paying partial rent with family or friends? Living somewhere I do not pay rent? Home. University housing?
Yes. Homeowner.
Okay. And have you ever lived in public housing in Boston? Yes or no?
No.
And please give me the names of the two streets that cross closest to your home. For example, if you live on Main Street near the intersection of Elm Street, please say Main Street and Elm Street.
Dudley Street and Howard Street.
I'm sorry, which is the first one?
Dudley.
Dudley?
Yeah.
How do you spell?
D-U-D-L-E-Y.
Yes.
And then it crosses with Howard, H-O-W-A-R-D.
Okay. Dudley Street and Howard Street, okay? Thank you. And would you be interested in participating in a longer discussion with Harvard researchers about your experiences with and perception of Boston police for $50 gift card, yes or no?
Sure.
Okay. And thank you. You have now completed the survey. In order to receive your $10 gift card and to be contacted for a follow-up discussion, please provide your phone number and email address.
617-820-4365. And my
I'm sorry. Can you please give me the number a little slow?
617-820-4365.
I will repeat. Sorry. 365, correct?
4365.
I'm sorry. I don't have the correct number. I have 617-7.
No. 617-820-4365.
Yes. Okay, I have two sevens, I'm sorry. 617-820-4365. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, and can you please provide me an email address?
Sure, it's Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y-S-A-N.
Yes. I'm sorry,
C-G-O.
Kathy?
Yep.
K-A-T-H-Y?
Yep. S-A-N.
S?
A-N.
I'm sorry. S-A-N. Like Kathy San, correct?
Yep. Sant, and then G-O. Sant, go.
San, G-O. Kathy Sango, is that correct?
S-A-N-T-G-O.
S-A-N, I'm sorry, I'm confused. Kathy?
Yep.
Yes, after that, Kathy, can you please spell?
Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, and then S-A-N-T-G-O.
S-A-N.
San. And as in Nancy, yeah. San,
okay.
T,
San.
And then the letter T. T as in
like,
Tom.
Trouble? Oh, Tom, yes.
Nope.
Sant?
Tom.
Kathy Sant?
Yep. And then G for girl, O for Oscar.
Okay. Kathy Sant Go. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And it's Gmail, Hotmail, or?
Gmail.
Kathy Sant Go, gmail.com. Okay. And this concludes the survey. Thank you very much for your participation and for your time. Your opinion is extremely important for us. And thanks again for your help and for your patience. And have a great evening.
You too. Thank you. Bye.
Have a good night. Thank you for your help.